Again, step, kick, kick, feet, kick, touch. Again, step, kick, kick, feet, kick, touch. Got it? Going on. And turn, turn, touch, down, back step, pivot step, walk, 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 right. Let's do the whole combination facing away from the mirror. From the top, a 5, 6, 7, 8.
I'm mailing about an American Dance Machine, and joining me now is Lorianne Ferrari. Hi.
Hi.
Are you exhausted?
I'm exhausted. This is an epic show, probably the hardest one I've ever done.
Is it more epic than On the Town?
It is, because it's picture every dance number from On the Town back to back with no scenes, no songs in the middle to catch your breath. It's just like one into the other. So it's a Herculean feat, I will say.
Tell me about some of the numbers that we'll be seeing.
Yeah, well, we open with a Jack Cole medley with a number from Beale Street, which was staged for TV. Then it goes into a number from Kismet and Carnival. And then we come back in and close it out with Beale Street. Going right into Gotta Dance, which is, you know, the Gene Kelly, Sid Charisse, beautiful number. And then it goes from numbers like that all the way to more contemporary numbers, like Mia Michaels is staging a number. I'm doing all the Donna McKechnie stuff, so I'm doing Turkey.
Good for you.
I know, it's been a dream come true, and Music in the Mirror. And so it really spans all the way from history, from the early stuff to even till today.
Now, how daunting is it for you to do a chorus line when she's standing right there, Donna McKechnie, like cheering you on and watching you?
Yeah, well, no, she literally has held my hand and taught me this, coached me through it. For me also, it's very full circle, because Wayne Cilento was one of the first people to hire me when I was like 18 years old. So doing it for both of them is, it's really special. And I used to, you know, dance. I used to do this dance in my living room when I was a kid and dream about it. And to have someone like Donna, who is the most gracious, the most humble, loving, supportive woman, who, because of her, there can be people like me who gave dancers a voice and who sang and act. And then to have her in the room giving me this gift and also sharing the stories and the inspiration, it's just like, it's just mind-blowing. It's the most special thing I think I've ever done.
So exciting. So Music in the Mirror. So you're practicing in the mirror every day,
yeah,
essentially.
Well, we're running it every day, because it's also the last number that I do in the show, and it's towards the end. So on top of doing the whole show before it, I think we do Turkey Lurkey like 10 minutes before, I think, and then I got to catch my breath. And we do a montage. So we're even doing the audition right into Music in the Mirror. And the cut, not cut, but how they've arranged it, it's just so poignant and so touching. And it's beautiful, because both of them are original chorus line members. And having them set this their way from Michael Bennett and seeing them together, it's just such a gift.
Very exciting. So coming full circle, when you were a little girl and you were like excited about being a dancer, how do you feel now?
I mean, this whole project is very special. And again, like I said, it's really full circle. But like, I've just always known what I was supposed to do. There's never been a question. I always knew, even before I could like remember, I knew that I was going to dance and dance on Broadway. And someone like Donna McKechnie was one of my biggest influences growing up. And to have her be in the room teaching me this, and around all of these phenomenal performers and stagers, it just brings it all together. You know, standing there and singing Music in the Mirror, that's my story. You know, I'm a dancer in my early 30s, and I started when I was 16, you know. So it's just telling our story, and it's just sort of like re-experience it all, and working again with half of my cast from On the Town, working with Wayne, you know. So it's just been a dream come true.
Excellent. Lorianne, American Dance Machine at the Joyce Theater. Thank you so much.
So excited. Yay.
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again.
Joining me now is one of my favorite people on the planet, Tyler Haynes. Hi.
How are you?
We're Facebook friends.
Yeah, we sure are. We sure are.
And we're friends, friends.
I know. It's so good to see you. So good to see you.
You too. What a great opportunity this is. I love it.
I know. It's been so much fun. This group of performers is one of the strongest group of people I've ever worked with. They're so talented. Working with Wayne Cilento is just out of this world. He's an idol of mine, and I've had the chance to work with him in the past, so getting to reunite with him and be under his direction has been outstanding. And then just working with all these, you know, different, you know, choreographers and stagers, Donna McKechnie, Robert LaFosse, it's been unreal.
Tell me about the numbers that you're going to be performing.
Me personally, or just in the show? Okay, me personally. Well, it's quite the variety the show is, and there's something, the thing I like about the show is there's something for everyone. So one of my numbers that I get to do right off the bat is this number from Grand Hotel called We'll Take a Glass, Tommy Toon choreographed, and it's so much fun, and I sing it opposite Mikey Winslow, and he...
Both on the town, yeah, people.
On the town, and if people don't know Mikey Winslow's work, but prior to this, they will definitely walk away knowing who he is, because he is outstanding in the show, but especially in that number. I get to do Jerome Robbins' Mr. Monotony with Georgina Pascogan and Jess Loprato. I get to do Pinball Wizard. Get to be Zach in a chorus line, and there's just, you know, there's so much in this show. When I'm not doing those, I'm, you know, in the other numbers, dancing my butt off, and just, you know, happy to be on stage with these people.
What's the most challenging thing in a dancer's life, would you say?
I think it's interesting, because it's like, you know, I would say picking up the choreography when you have a short amount of time, but as a dancer, you're just kind of used to that. So it's just your mind, it's like lifting weights. The more you do it, the stronger you get. For me, I think it's just staying healthy. I think it's getting rest, not getting injured, and that's the main thing, just taking care of yourself.
It seems like there are some, like, a lot of crosses in some of the dances where you look like you can collide into each other as that happens.
Oh, yeah. Nothing serious, but, you know, I mean, there are a lot of happy accidents, but that's how you learn. And then, it's so quick that, you know, it happens, then you fix it, then hopefully it doesn't happen again. And then eventually when we're on stage, you don't even have to think about it, and then you can just dance, you know.
You just sort of, like, took the words out of my mouth. When you're dancing, they say dancing is so much about body language and acting. So what are you thinking about?
When you're learning the dance, it's so much in your head. And I am always like, I can't wait just to dance it, because there's so many things that you have to think about. And then when you get on stage, for me, it just goes out the window. And whatever story I'm telling at that time, and whoever my scene partner is, because it's always a scene. It's always, you know, we're communicating with our bodies. And I've had the great pleasure of working with a lot of these dancers before, but with Georgina Pascogan, who's a soloist with City Ballet, I get to work with her again, and she's a personal favorite of mine to dance with, because our bodies just are so in sync with each other, and we're always telling the same story. And it's like a game of tennis, her and I. It's always just a really exciting back and forth, but it's always something fresh and something new. And then when we go off stage, I normally don't remember, because we're so present in the moment. But that's the best when you're just in it, and, you know, listening with your body. And so it just kind of depends on what the number is and what the story is we're telling.
Now, I know you and Gina are very frickin' frack. You're, like, looking for a vehicle for the two of you.
Of course. I worked with her in On the Town. We were Gaby and Ivy opposite each other. And I don't know. It's really special when you find someone that you just connect with in that way, both on stage and off. And I love working with her. And I love dancing with her. And she's just a great girl. So for me, I feel like I've met my match. And so, yeah. So if anybody wants to write us something, feel free. Come see the show, and then hopefully we'll inspire you to do something.
There you go. So coming full circle when you were a little boy, and now you're doing all this, how do you feel?
I'm so happy to be doing this. This is something I come from. There are 7 kids in my family, and my mom has always been a huge advocate of the arts and a huge supporter of anything we ever wanted to do. And I'm so happy that I have her in my life, because for many reasons, but I wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't for her. And she has just always been supportive of my journey as a performer and as an artist. And it was something for me, as long as I can remember, I always wanted to dance. I wasn't very good at it, but it was something I was always dancing, always putting on recitals, always trying to be like my sisters, because it was so natural to them. And then something kind of clicked as I got older, and I've always had that desire and drive to do this. And I'm just really happy to to be honest, like to be living in New York City and performing, because it's something for me as a child, it was just a dream. I never thought it was attainable. And so to be where I'm at now and to have been able to go from show to show and work with these amazing artists is something I've surpassed anything I ever thought for myself as a kid. So I'm just very happy to be here right now.
Dreams come true.
Yeah, they sure do.
Tyler, gorgeous seeing you as always.
Great seeing you as always. Come see our show, everyone.
Okay, I'm Nikki Feared Atkins. I am founder and producing artistic director of American Dance Machine for the 21st Century, and I'm co-conceiver of this upcoming show at the Joyce Theater.
There you go. That's it. No, I'm only kidding. So this has been a labor of love for you, and here we are.
Yes, here we are. It's been quite a journey over the last 3.5 years. I can't believe we are where we are. It's a gift.
Tell me, what was the inspiration this year for getting this going?
Oh, well, because we were on a roll, actually, attracting a lot of attention in the Broadway community, in the dance world. We have so much support from choreographers and such phenomenal stagers who have been coming on board. So, you know, we just keep growing as a company, and our performances keep growing, and looks like we're going in a really positive direction, so I'm thrilled.
How do you choose the dance numbers out of millions of dance numbers? How did you know?
Oh, well, I had a list. When Wayne came on board, I had my own list of 177 numbers that I wanted to consider. And, you know, we have slightly different tastes, Wayne and I, although we did come together finally. So we went back and forth for months, emailing each other clips. What do you think? What do you think? What do you think? What do you think? And we finally came to a common consensus. We can't do it all. So we tried to find the numbers that best fit together, you know, for a program.
So tell me about some of the numbers and the dancers that we'll be seeing at the Joyce Theater.
Well, I'm thrilled this year. We have a phenomenal cast of dancers. I sort of plucked them from On the Town when that show unfortunately closed, because I actually love that show. I know. I knew them, and I just said, come with us, and we were very fortunate to get them. We lost a few to other Broadway shows, but we really have, I think we have 8 dancers from On the Town. And then we have a couple of dancers returning from last year who were in our first company, and we have Georgina Pascoe-Gwynn from New York City Ballet, who's been with us from the beginning. I think we have a stellar cast and a fantastic group of dancers. And
Paloma. Did we miss Paloma? That is some number.
Oh, and then Shanika Gooden. You haven't seen Sweet Georgia Brown. Oh, my goodness. She just rips it. And Lorianne Ferrari doing Cassie this year. Oh, we have such triple threats in this company. Tyler Haynes and Jess LaPrada, Mikey Winslow. Just phenomenal triple threats. It's just, and Rick Fogno, of course, who was in Jersey Boys, and he's an incredible singer, incredible dancer. Incredible.
So you grew up dancing as well.
I did. I danced since I was 3.
So do you want to get up there again?
Absolutely, but my body says no. Whoever sits next to me is not, it's not very good, because I do move around a lot because it's still in me to dance. That's what tells me whether I like something or not, actually, if it moves me to want to get up there and dance.
I know, for me, if the choreography isn't in it, I'm out of it.
Excellent, absolutely, for me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
So what do you want audiences to come away with and after they see American Dance Machine?
Well, I want them to be filled with joy, for one, but I want them to come away having experienced, as a learning experience. We have current choreographers, Warren Carlyle, so Jerome Robbins, Bob Fosse. So it's a big mix of yesterday's greats, some of today's greats. So I want them to come away educated and feeling great.
Yay, Nikki!
And happy.
I'm milling about with Wayne Cilento for American Dance Machine at the Joyce Theater. Welcome.
Thank you.
Tell me, this has been a long project.
They were looking for a director to direct this year's show. And I was totally interested because I started like 40-something years ago. And Gwen Verdon took me over there, and they were just starting the whole process of American Dance Machine. And I was one of those people that came in and learned the number and performed the number and went back to my show. So for me, when I spoke to Nikki, it was like, okay, I would love to do it, because I think there's a way of doing this to really make it an entertaining piece.
Tell me about your dance background. Did you dance with Donna McKechnie back in the day, or
a Chorus Line?
Yes. You were in a chorus line together.
I was Mike. I'm kind of like doing a progression.
Stories.
Pretty much. Like Jack Cole is the jazz father of jazz. Then we go into Gene Kelly, who Jack Cole did MGM musicals and theater. So Gene Kelly was part of that world. And then we went to Tommy Tune, which is, he's like a god of Broadway, and he does his own thing. And then we did, I'm doing Agnes DeMille. There is a purpose to the scope and the running order of the show. I'm going to familiarize everyone with the title of the show, the year it was done, and the choreographer that did it. So they could look at that and go on this path.
Very cool. So did you have an open call for dancers, or you just had a wish list?
Yeah, no. Big call. Even the people that did it before, had them come in.
Very much like a Chorus Line.
Yeah, pretty much. That's what the world is. Got to audition. We're doing a Chorus Line. We're setting it up like the real deal. They're all going to do the whole audition process, then we'll do Music in the Mirror, and we're going to do one at the end.
Oh, so exciting, so exciting. So when you started off as a dancer, did you imagine in a million years that you'd be standing and directing American Dance Machine?
No, I didn't even know I was going to be a choreographer. You know, it was like I wanted to be a Gene Kelly. Then I just wanted to go on and do my thing. And then I kind of fell into choreography, fell in love with that, and now I'm moving into direction. So it's just a progression.
So what do you hope audiences come away with?
I just want to blow them away. Just a great feeling of dance.
God, I'm a dancer. A dancer dances.
Joining me now is Donna McKechnie, and it's so lovely to see you.
Thank you. Same here.
What's going through your head when you're watching these dancers?
I'm so excited for them. I'm excited for the audience. This has been fast and furious and very exciting. It's an onslaught of information. I mean, each of them are star dancers in their own right, and handpicked by Wayne and me and some of the other stagers. And it's magnificent to see this kind of dance brought back to life in a real way. Not just from, you know, picking steps from YouTube, but in the real, consummate, fully theatrically realized is very, very thrilling with these dancers.
Yeah, I know Lorianne was saying that she adores you, Gina adores you, and your Music in the Mirror is going to be performed.
It's never been written down, and they will have the real intent of Michael's work. And things that Michael didn't know that only I, you know, had to find in doing it. It's not, I impose certain things, but a lot of things I say, this is what it's about, so how do you personalize that? How do you, what life experience do you have that can relate to? So to watch them bring their own lives, but that's the whole objective, you know, to this, but still stay true to Michael's intention. That's the real magical component, I think.
So much about dance is acting, and it is what you're feeling. So when you were dancing Music in the Mirror, how did you get into it night after night? What were you thinking about?
Well, like you do if you rehearse a play. You do all the work beforehand in the rehearsal period, and you find your touchstones. You know, how much effort you have to make to get to a certain emotional place. And that's what she has to do in the dance. She has to be in that emotional place before she starts so that everything is motivated. Everything is organic. And that's not an easy thing when you know, you're counting 5, 6, 7, 8. By making it organic, you have very clear touchstones to your personal life. It's been an incredible experience for me because I have had to learn. It's not that I have an ego about it. I don't feel territorial about it, but I have to watch myself and saying, well, I did it this way in my mind.
And it should be different the way this dancer does it.
It has to come from her expression. You can do the same step, but it has to. I have to allow her to find it, and I have to be, you know, I have to see it that way. I can't be so quick to impose the stamp and say, no, this is, I did my arm in second here. Only unless it was Michael Bennett's intention. There's a lot of stuff that I put in, and everything morphs. And so that was a very tricky thing. So I learned a lot just by being on the other side of it.
How do you feel about sort of being the dance den mother in many ways?
I love it. They're all the children I never had. And I don't have to do it.
You can send them home at the end of the day.
My knees hurt as I even watched them do it. You know, Wayne and I were giggling, you know, because, I don't know, over 40 years ago we were doing, and I'm watching them do the opening combination, the jazz combination, and they jump to the floor and their knees, and then they're up in the air, and they're getting, and I'm going, oh, my back. But it looks great. I mean, these dancers, like, all things evolve. Dance technique has evolved. They're healthier. They seem to be stronger. They seem to be healthier in every way. Emotionally, they're not, you know, the sadomasochistic thing that we were raised in the 50s and 60s is not there as prevalent anymore. You know, there's more encouragement and more loving exchange and support. And I really find that's a big difference in our business. When I was coming up in the ranks, it was highly competitive. And very, not always friendly.
You know, what I find, Donna, now our dancers aren't as skinny mini as they used to be, which is a relief.
Yeah, no, they're healthy. They're stronger, muscular. I mean, to see the guys I know in Chorus Line years ago, I don't remember them. Well, a couple pumped up, but do you know what I mean? You don't want to get too pumped up because then you lose the line. But when you have the strength and the muscular strength, and
like Tyler, he's got great muscles.
Yeah, but he also has great line. You know, you want to see these, you know, these strong male bodies doing this Jack Cole work and this, you know, Jerome Robbins when they do Cool. I mean, they're just so exciting.
I am so excited for this show.
Yeah, I am too.
So coming full circle, when you were a little girl growing up and wanting to be a dancer, how do you feel now?
I feel great. I feel great about it. I mean, I just did a show last night. I'm singing more, and I, you know, and when I do dance, I call it dance illusion. But do you know what I mean? I still go to class, but I always will be a dancer. And
a dancer dances.
A dancer dances, and a dancer spirit. You know, Gwen Verdon said to me, you know, a dancer dies twice, and she could be right about a certain morning. But when I look at a number and I go, I can't do that anymore, and I go, good, don't do it then. You know, but I love it, and there is that maybe that sense of loss a little bit along the way, but I filled my life with such, I've accomplished so much in terms of what I wanted to do.
Wonderful. It's always a pleasure
Thank
to see you.
You. That was fun. Thanks so much.
Always news.
Always refreshing.
Always candid.
Always milling about.
Robin Milling delivers what celebrities are saying to you.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.